Hey everybody, this is Loli Jane, animal communicator and energy healer from animals-speak.com, and you're listening to Loli Jane Animal Communication Podcast, the show that promises to open your mind and heart to the amazing world of animal communication, energy healing, and what I like to call interspecies therapy. Thanks for joining me. In today's episode, I'll be dedicating the whole episode to horses and other equine animals, including ponies, donkeys, and mules. I'll be talking about how effective animal communication, aka horse whispering, and energy healing is for all equine issues. Animal communication and energy healing are not only cost-effective, but can greatly help our equine friends with traumas, injuries, pain, illness, and behavioral and emotional issues. I will also share how horses and other equine animals have a profound connection with us by telepathically communicating and healing us. I hope this podcast can give you a greater understanding of our connection with these amazing equine animals. First, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a certified professional animal communicator and pranic energy healer. I offer remote and in-person animal communication or horse whispering, whether they are alive or in spirit, and energy healing for trauma, injuries, pain, illness, and behavioral and emotional issues. And if you've ever wanted to become a horse whisperer, I also teach animal communication training workshops and provide one-on-one mentoring. For the purpose of today's podcast, I'm going to use the word horses to represent all of our equine animals, but I am, of course, including ponies, donkeys, and mules. I am excited about today's podcast because there are so many different types of equestrian people, caretakers of horses and other equine animals, and also so different from each other and the interaction that they have with their horses. But for some reason, we all have chosen to dedicate part of our lives to work with these amazing animals. Some of us have horses as close companions or offer sanctuary to rescued or auctioned horses. Some compete in equestrian events, and some are equine specialists like farriers, veterinarians, horse trainers, equine therapists, and behaviorists. Regardless of your relationship or interaction with horses and other equine animals, consider it a gift to be able to work with these divine beings. Today, I hope to broaden your perspective on our unique connection with horses and equine animals. Please keep an open mind and heart and stay with me for the entire podcast while we deep dive into some spiritual aspects with horses. First, let's talk about what animal communication or horse whispering is not. Animal communication or whispering is not a psychic reading or a guess. It's not a gift, and it's not intuition, and it's not even behavioral training. Loving horses as I do, I've seen every episode of Heartland, as you probably have also, but the show and many other animal-related programs do not accurately portray horse whispering or animal communication. Heartland's main character, Amy Fleming, is portrayed as a horse whisperer. Although she is shown to be quite intuitive, she is not doing animal communication or horse whispering. Rather, she is actually just doing equine behavioral training. Horse whispering is not about training, dominance, or breaking a horse into submission. So what is animal communication or horse whispering? Animal communication or horse whispering is direct telepathic communication with your horse or other equine animals. If you listen to episodes 1 and 2, you will learn that telepathy uses thoughts, words, images, sounds, smells, and feelings. And this is how animals communicate with one another. It's an innate ability of the animal kingdom. And since we're part of the animal kingdom, we also have this innate ability. The problem is, of course, we're not taught this. It is not developed or nurtured in us. And in fact, we are repeatedly told that it is fake and not a reality. And belief or disbelief plays a huge part in your ability to do telepathy. And I can assure you, not only is it real, but it dates back to the ancient Aborigines and probably before that. But it dates back to the ancient Aborigines and is currently also being scientifically studied and used by militaries in many different countries. And another amazing thing about telepathy is it can be done remotely, as energy healing can be done remotely. So when I do animal communication sessions, I can either do this remotely or in person. So I can communicate with your animals at a distance and help resolve issues from anywhere in the world. Also, the same physics laws of telepathy apply to talking to animals in spirit that have already crossed over. The one I am communicating with is your animal's soul, not their physical body, which is just a vessel. Listen to episode 7 on talking to animals in spirit. Horses, equine animals, and dolphins have the strongest, clearest telepathic signals, like a giant antenna or a radio tower. So talking to horses is very clear and precise. Not only that, but they really wish to communicate with us. And after all, you have chosen them to be a part of your life. Ever wonder why? They are teachers for humanity and teachers for you. Now, let's talk about how animal communication and energy healing can help with equine issues. When I talk to horses or other equine animals, I am telepathically communicating and having a two-way conversation on whatever issues are going on to help you find the underlying root cause of the issue and what your horse or equine animal needs to resolve the issues. Animal communication and energy healing is very cost-effective and efficient. Clients have shared with me that they save a lot of time and money by doing a session. Here's how I can help. First, I can provide information you can share with a veterinarian or other equine professional. I don't share personal information with any clients. It's confidential, but I'll give you a full set of notes, and if you wish to share that with your professional, then it's perfect. So by telepathically communicating with your horse, pony, donkey, or mule directly, I can get a lot of detailed information that can help your veterinarian, farrier, or equine specialist with their diagnosis or treatments. Sometimes diagnostic procedures are cost prohibitive. And if there is a physical or behavioral issue that needs to be addressed, I can find out the underlying root cause of an issue and get important details such as when it started, how long they've had it, what the sensation is, what the behavior is all about, if it's a behavior, whether it's acute or chronic. I can get a pain level and what they need to feel better or to change the behavior. I can also make suggestions for changes in routines or diet, aromatherapy, energy healing, or other holistic solutions. I also provide, like I mentioned, a full set of notes that can be shared with your equine professional. So the next thing that I can help with is the physical and health issues, acute versus chronic disease. So for physical and health issues, as I mentioned, I can find out the valuable details and you can share that with your veterinarian, farrier, or equine specialist. I can also do a body scan to get a pain level from 1 to 10, which is very helpful. I'm also empathic, so I can pick up pain sensations, exact pain and sensations sent from animals, which I can then describe to you in detail. Later in the podcast, I will tell you a story about a horse that dropped me to the ground to show me its pain. As soon as the person agreed to do an energy healing session with the horse, the pain came right out of me. I was literally laying in the street. It was the craziest thing. So now let's talk about some common equine physical and health issues that I can help with. Some common issues that you already are very aware of in the equine world are arthritis or degenerative joint disease, back problems, gastric stomach ulcers, colds, colic, which can be fatal. And typically colic is a GI problem, and the severity can range from mild stomach ache to fatal intestinal twisting. So that is an emergency. So obviously you're going to want to go to the veterinarian first. Don't call me first, but I can definitely help with that. And some common signs of colic in horses are scraping the ground, looking at their abdomen, restlessness, rolling, increased heart rate, high temperature. And again, if you think that your horse could be suffering from colic, contact your vet right away. If it's safe to do so, you may want to try walking your horse around the arena or paddock to try and help relieve their discomfort. Do not try to prevent your horse from getting down on the ground or rolling. Another common condition is laminitis or lameness, a very painful foot condition caused by the inflammation of the laminae, which is located under your horse's hoof. And in severe cases, the horse's pedal bone in the hoof can penetrate the sole of the foot, causing severe pain. And typical symptoms related to this condition include lameness, worse on hard ground, the horse leaning back on the heels to relieve the pain at the front of the hoof, restlessly shifting the weight between the feet, signs of pain when tested at the frog of the affected foot. And of course, you want to contact your vet immediately if your horse or pony shows signs of laminitis. And while waiting for your vet to arrive, bring your horse into the stall with plenty of bedding to help relieve the pressure on the hoof. So although your horse does not understand, of course, medical terminology or a diagnosis, they can describe to me what they are feeling with all the details. And as I mentioned, I can also feel it for myself. But most importantly, I can also find out the root cause and what they need to feel better. I can also ask them if they are open to receive an energy healing or aromatherapy, or even to get veterinarian treatments. And I can talk to them about that. And I also offer remote or in-person pranic healing sessions for all animals. And more on this in a minute. I'll talk about this. So now let's talk about abuse, trauma, behavioral, and emotional issues. Many horses have been through repeated abuse or trauma and carry a heavy emotional burden or specific fears and sensitivities because of the trauma. Sometimes behavioral or emotional issues are not related to the traumas or abuse, but they may be trying to tell you something about themselves or other horses. There may be a relationship or hierarchical issue of dominance in the herd, and sometimes the physical or behavioral issues are not their own, but rather they're mirroring you or someone in the family or even another caretaker or another horse in the herd to get them to see what they need to work on. Animal mirroring is an amazing gift of service to a human from the animal. If the issue is a case of animal mirroring, when the person being mirrored works on themselves, these animals' physical or behavioral issues will simply vanish. You do not need to work on the horse. You need to work on yourselves. If it is a mirroring issue, it's not always the case. However, your horse may be unwilling to let go of this issue if you do not take action and help yourself. In other words, if you're not willing to look at yourself and work on yourself or help yourself, they're not going to let it go. at all. They're just going to hold on to it for you. And sometimes it can end up not being good. They can take on a chronic disease for you. They will be mirroring you until you address these issues. So for more on animal mirroring, listen to episode 5. Now let's talk about some common equine behavioral issues. So stereotypic behaviors, also called stall vices, are abnormal, highly repetitive, invariant, functionless behavior. And they happen as a response to isolation, confinement, or inability to forage their own grasses or food. And what you'll see is stall walking, weaving, pawing, head bobbing, self-mutilation, cribbing, which is grasping a solid surface with their front teeth and pulling back, contracting their neck muscles and emitting a grunting sound. And then also wind sucking, which is similar, but the horse achieves the same position without grabbing a fixed object. Horses that are cribbing and wind sucking may also have altered brain and intestinal physiology, causing them to colic as well. Most horses who do this behavior have a history of colic, so it might be an underlying physical cause rather than an emotional one, or vice versa. It could be emotional. Some other ones are aggression toward another animal or human, such as kicking or biting, overprotective behavior, full rejection, pasture bullying, herd hierarchy issues, eating disorders, under or overeating, or eating non-food substances like wood, refusing to follow commands during equestrian events, refusing to race, jump, or go around barrels, for example. And the important thing to understand is that anytime a horse or other equine animal is doing a behavior out of the norm, they are doing it for a reason. Animals are very, very intentional and direct in their communication and behaviors. They are in need of some help or trying to get your attention to show or tell you something. For traumas, emotional, or behavioral issues, I can talk to the horse and find out how they are feeling, the root cause, and of course, whether it's physical or emotional, and what they need from you to drop or change the behavior. Whatever it is, you can be sure that they are doing this for a reason. I had a case where the horse was alerting the human, and it was something very, very deep and emotional that needed to change in her life. And the horse alerted her by doing a very specific behavior. By choosing to do a communication session with me led to really, really significant positive changes in this person's life, because her horse was alerting her that something needed to drastically change in her life. And as I mentioned, behaviors could also be related to the animal mirroring, where they need you to see something about your own issues. And just like with physical issues, I can help by doing a remote or in-person pranic healing session called pranic psychotherapy. When I'm doing behaviors, it's called pranic psychotherapy, because this helps release emotional and behavioral issues, including trauma. And I can also recommend aromatherapy and also Bach flower essences for trauma, abuse, and emotional and behavioral issues. I usually work with the Young Living oils, so I can do Young Living recommendations and then Bach flower essence recommendations for aromatherapy, and then also natural herbs. So now let's talk about energy healing and chakra balancing sessions. If there is an injury, trauma, illness, pain, or behavioral or emotional issue, I can offer remote or in-person energy healing and chakra balancing. And this is called pranic healing. It's also called medical qigong, external medical qigong. This is an ancient healing practice, and it's highly effective and very directed healing modality. And it's much more specific and directed than Reiki. To learn more about pranic healing, listen to episode 10. Sometimes it only requires one session. Remember the horse that dropped me to the ground, sending me the exact pain? I resolved the problem in one healing session. The previously lame horse began running around the round pen, bucking and jumping only after one session. And of course, if it's a chronic or serious issue, it may require more than one session, especially if it's a long-term chronic disease issue or something with deterioration. It's not going to take me one session. It takes me more than one session. But sometimes it can be resolved quickly. But I've had great results with this healing modality, and clients have shared with me that it's very cost-effective compared to expensive diagnostic equipment, and sometimes treatments, although it's helpful for me to have a diagnosis because the more I know, the better I can determine the healing that I'm going to do, but it doesn't require it. So although it's helpful, I do not need it to do a healing session. And as I mentioned, I can help heal physical and health issues like pain, illness, injury, as well as trauma, behavioral and emotional issues like anxiety, fears, and phobias. And best of all, because it's remote, I can work with your horses or equine animals from anywhere in the world. In Pranic Healing, I can also do a body scan and feel for areas of energy depletion or congestion, and even areas of overactivation causing imbalances. I can work on chakra balancing and cleansing and energizing the physical organs and the body systems. I can do pranic healing without an animal communication session, but it is helpful to do a double session of animal communication and energy healing together. So that way I can get details for the healing session and also for your vet or farrier, and I can gather more details from the animal, like I mentioned, all the stuff that I ask. And that's very helpful. It doesn't have to be done, but it's pretty helpful to do a double session. So if you can afford to do so, to book the double session. I've had many clients tell me that the animal communication and the pranic healing together are much more cost effective than some expensive diagnostic procedure. And both the veterinarian care and the energy healing can be done at the same time. I'll read you the client testimonial from the horse that went from lame to running, bucking, and jumping in one session. So another thing that animal communication session helps with is to find out if their animal has any animal mirroring going on, like we mentioned. And as we talked about, sometimes the animal's issue is not theirs, but rather they are mirroring you or someone else. Typically, mirroring would take place when you have a close personal relationship with your horse, pony, donkey, or mule. I don't find too much mirroring with equestrian caretakers. Mirroring is such an intentional act of service to their human to help them see themselves. And much like a spouse or partner or child mirrors you, if you have a personal relationship with this animal, they may choose to mirror your behaviors or emotions or even the physical or health issue like an injury or illness or even a chronic disease. And I call this taking one for the team, because they really will. They will die for you. They will take a chronic disease from you and they will die for you if you let it go on. So mirroring is very, very important to look at. And not a lot of animal communicators, not all animal communicators address this. Some do, some don't. But I definitely address this in each and every session. I don't do a separate session for this, but I find out if it's a mirroring going on with any kind of health or behavioral issue. Then I can ask your horse if they're willing to drop the health issue or behavior if their person works on themselves. But the only way your horse will drop the physical or behavioral issue, as I mentioned, is if you take action and get help or work on your own issues. You can even just start to begin to work on them and they'll be willing to drop the behavior. You don't have to be fixed. You can begin the process of working on yourself and acknowledging your animal is mirroring you. And by doing that, the animal will be willing to drop the behavior because they'll see that you're looking at your own issue and what is being mirrored. So to learn more about animal mirroring, go to episode 5. The next thing I can also assist with in the equine world is the process of death and dying and that dreaded end of life decision. So if you have an elder or sick horse that is ready to pass, or the veterinarian has recommended that they be euthanized, please book an emergency session. I do work on emergencies. And as long as you text me or send me an email and text me through my website, then I can do an emergency session if it's a 24-hour period where they're going to be euthanized. Okay, so please do ask that question. So I can greatly assist making this really difficult end-of-life decision by talking to your horse directly and asking them if they are ready to leave their body. Sometimes they will look very ill, be falling apart, you know, limbs broken, and they tell me, absolutely no, I'm not ready to leave my body. No, no, no. So you have to honor and respect their decision, because if they're not ready to go, they'll be open to getting treatment. And they know when their time is up and what we call an exit point. And if they are not ready, I can ask them if they want to receive help either with an energy healing, herbs, or getting more treatment from the veterinarian. Horses and other equine animals are very, very intelligent and know exactly what their body needs and what they need to feel better. So horses have been known to be able to select their own healing herbs. And this is true for horses out in the wild. They know what plants to eat, they know what not to eat, and they know what heals them. So to learn more about end-of-life decisions, listen to episode 6. Animal communication can also help by talking to animals in spirit that have already passed. You may have been a very close companion to your horse and be devastated by the loss of your best friend. I can also help do animal communication or animal mediumship with your horse in spirit. It is actually easier to talk to an animal in spirit than it is in a physical body. Although, like I mentioned, horses are very easy to talk to either way. But when they're in spirit, there is no veil. So basically, your connection, your telepathic connection is very strong when they're in spirit. And I can also find out how they are. I can ask how their transition was, what they are doing now, how it looks, how they would like to be memorialized and remembered, and if they have anything they wish to share with you. And also if they're coming back to you and all the details. To learn more about talking to animals in spirit, listen to episode 7. I can also do a past life session to see how your beloved soul animal reincarnated with you many times. I can do a past life regression to see lifetimes you and your horse had together and what lessons they helped you with. I can show you lessons or patterns and promises made from other lifetimes and what led you to work with horses so closely in this lifetime. To learn more about past lives, listen to episode 8. Now, for the deep dive, stay with me. What you hear next may change your life. Did you know if you stare at an image of a horse, or even better, an entire herd of horses, you can activate your root chakra, which will boost your own physical body, including your own muscular skeletal system, your ability to ground, your will for survival, and even your ability to make money. Yes, that's right. I said it. By staring at horses, you can be healthier and more abundant. The root chakra is the material world and the physical body, which is also material, and must be healthy to thrive and prosper. So imagine, if you will, that the people that work closely with horses on a regular basis have a more expanded root chakra and all of those benefits that I just mentioned. The lower chakras are part of the material nature of life. And so, horse people, your challenge is to develop your upper spiritual centers or chakras. And guess which chakras get activated when you are doing horse whispering or animal communication? That's right, you guessed it, your higher spiritual centers. So your horses can help you develop your upper chakras, your spiritual ones, by being open to the communication that they are constantly sending you. Wow. And as I mentioned, out of all the animals, horses and dolphins and some birds are the most telepathic. Their signals are strong and it is hard not to hear them. Even if you are a novice or someone who has never heard or spoken to your horse, if you open your heart and quiet your mind and all of that chaos swirling around and allow the communication to flow, you will have a life-altering experience. Remember, everyone can do this. And again, I can help you learn that. If you, you know, need extra help with that technique, I do animal communication training workshops and mentoring. So try it yourself, though. Just close your chattery mind off and just allow it to flow so you can actually hear an answer. Here is an amazing story. I have been fortunate to work with Sonia Richens at the Wild Heart Sanctuary in Park City, Utah. So she is an amazing person who rescues wild Mustangs, the Anaquai Mustangs, from government roundups and provides a safe, loving environment. And the amazing part of this is that these particular Mustangs are shaman healers who work on humans. And it's amazing. She holds healing retreats for humans, and the horses will go up to the humans and they'll tap or nudge certain areas of their body where the people are sick or injured. And the people never share that with, obviously, we don't do an intermediary animal communicator, which I could, but they just go directly up to where the people have injuries or illness or tumors or whatever. And they tap, and people report amazing healing benefits. So talk about equine therapy. It's pretty amazing. So I have spent a lot of time talking to almost the entire herd of these Anaquai rescued shaman Mustangs. And I've talked to almost all the herd, but I talked to the lead shaman, and the lead shaman is a divine feminine being. She is a horse named Noble Moon. And if you can believe it, I talked to her for 4 hours once. I talked to her and took notes for 4 hours with one animal. We talked about everything under the sun. It was probably, out of all of my animal communication, the most profound session that I've ever had with Noble Moon. So after I talked to her for 4 hours, she observed me telepathically while I was doing a remote healing session on another human in Arizona. So Noble Moon is in Utah, I'm in Florida, and the other human was in Arizona. So the energy healing that I was doing was pranic healing. I was doing remote pranic healing on a human in Arizona. So Noble Moon was quiet the entire time, and she just basically observed me telepathically. And I was doing my healing, and when I got done, then she spoke to me, and she told me it was amazing, and asked if I could come to Utah and train the rest of the herd. Wait, what? I said, but you and the herd are healers. She said, they heal differently by doing what's called Shaktipat. And I don't know if anybody knows what Shaktipat is, but let me share. So this is amazing to me because Shaktipat is how Jesus healed. And in order to do this type of healing, you must have a very large amount of life force or prana of your own then you can just touch or tap an individual and you transfer this life force or prana to somebody else. And that's where you see them tapping the forehead and they fall down and faint if it's real. And this is how Jesus healed. So Jesus healed by just putting the hands on, laying of hands. So this requires a major amount of life force. In pranic healing, we pull the energy from the crown chakra, from the divine, from the sun. We use solar prana. We use ground prana. We use air prana. We use prana from crystals. We use prana mainly from the crown chakra, you know, again, from divine sources. But it's not Shaktipat. So in order to do Shaktipat healing, you have to have an amazing, healthy, strong energy system. So this is the type of healing that the horses do, which is why they go up to somebody and they just tap or they nudge with their nose. And so they do Shaktipat. Wow, just wow. It was a life-changing experience for me to learn this, and so honored that I was asked by this divine healer being to come train the entire herd. And this experience, like I said, was one of the most profound experiences I have ever had working with animals. So now let me share some great testimonials clients have shared with me. The first testimonial I have is the session with Noble Moon. Loli's insights were, when connecting with Noble Moon, were so right on and brought insight on how we can interact and respect Noble Moon. Loli was spot on with the Ascended Master and how Noble Moon heals and teaches from afar. I would highly recommend Loli for anyone wanting a deeper understanding of their four-legged friends. Loli is very in tune with the horses. She was meant to connect with these horses. Perfect synchronicity. Just hearing Noble Moon's voice, it was awesome. Just hearing what she had to say and all the universal laws. You really tuned in organically and things just flowed. I liked how you addressed the questions in different ways and get to the point and the translations. Also, Noble Moon had sinus issues with a runny nose and wheezing. And now after a healing session with Loli, her runny nose and wheezing sound is completely gone. Gratitude, Sonia Richens, founder of Wild Heart Sanctuary, Park City, Utah. The next testimonial is Annie the paint horse with lameness. Remember the horse that dropped me to the ground? This was Annie. We have sought help from several equine professionals without any luck as far as what the problem is or how to fix it. We went to 3 vets and 3 farriers with no diagnosis or treatment options. This has been very frustrating not to find any answers to fix our problems. Your suggestion to have energy healing done has been an amazing thing for Annie. She has been running, jumping, bucking, and playing like she hasn't been in I don't know how long. And all around, she seems to be happier and more comfortable, vibrant, and content since the energy healing. Additionally, following up on our conversation, I have been letting my son spend more time brushing her, feeding her, and giving her treats since she said that she loves the children. And it seems that she really loves this. I've had animal communicators help me with my horses before, but I have never had someone suggest something that has made such a huge difference for one of my horses, and I am so thankful for that. I have been truly blown away by positive results I have seen after just one session. I look forward to continue working with you in the future. Thank you, LL, Farmersville, Ohio. She also gave me a testimonial for the remote pranic healing session that I did on Annie. She said, Annie has been moving around like a totally different horse since the healing session. Within a few days of the healing session, she seemed much more vibrant than she has in her past. Just her presence even felt different. As far as her lameness, I began noticing her running, jumping, bucking, and playing in the field a lot more than in the past. Previously, she would only do these things every once in a while, and she would have an evident limp while doing anything strenuous a lot of the time. However, she now does all of these things almost every day, and when she's turned outside, since our initial follow-up conversation, I've not really noticed her limping at all. LL, Farmersville, Ohio. The next testimonial is also from Wild Heart Sanctuary, Sonia Richens. And this is for a Mustang that we renamed True Spirit after I talked to. This was originally Vashti. Vashti, now renamed True Spirit, thanks to Loli, was so happy and running around and bucking. I've never seen her like this happy. After a communication session with Loli, we did a yoga retreat. We followed Loli's advice and cleared the people's energy first with Om and Palo Santos and had the people call Vashti True Spirit now and approach without their hands, but more telepathic. True Spirit was thrilled. I have never seen her this excited. She's usually quiet and stays out of the way. Sonia Richens, founder, Wild Heart Sanctuary, Park City, Utah. The next testimonial is Cocopelle, a shaman wild Mustang from the sanctuary. Loli tuned into our lead wild Mustang stallion, Cocopelle, and had some amazing insights. She suggested we put an energetic border around the sanctuary. We did this on a full moon. She pinpointed where the pain was coming from on his left shoulder and also did a healing on him. He is doing a lot better. Loli is very in tune with the horses during her sessions and has enlightened me on many needs and situations with the wild horses here. I am very grateful she has taken all of this time and feedback and was very helpful on needs and solutions for Cocopelle. And we are very grateful. We highly recommend Loli for any of your intuitive needs and your four-legged kids for the horses. Sonia Richens, Wild Heart Sanctuary, Park City, Utah. And the last testimonial is from Luna, a Missouri fox trotter. And this is a different horse caretaker. I was impressed with the communication about the green apple prior to the session. I had just brought her a green apple. You mentioned that she likes alfalfa and the pellets, and she is now getting alfalfa pellets. She looked healthier and seems a little better after your communication and healing session. She is moving around better. Her body looks so much better. Her weight is improving. Her coat is improving. Worm issues went away following deworming treatments. And I will be doing a recommended Bach remedies. Luna was happy to see me and enjoying my company. We held each other. We had a good cry. She was very responsive and seemed to care about me. She is now picking up her feet, and so I could clean her. She wasn't doing that before, probably because of the pain. She's not nipping at people as much. I'm really grateful to having you arrive to share this with me. Justin, a lot of gratitude with help with Luna, and explore and deepen our relationship. The knowing confirmations and being validated. I really appreciate it. You are highly gifted. What you said blows my mind, and I believe it. B.I., Salt Lake City, Utah. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you have a newfound wisdom of animal communication and energy healing, and an expanded awareness of the amazing divine connection we have with our equine beings. Book your animal communication session or healing session now. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain, as well as opening your mind, heart, and spirit to your deep connection with your beloved animals. Visit my website at animals-speak.com. And also, I have upcoming animal communicator training workshops that are ongoing. For more information, please visit my website and subscribe to my monthly newsletter for events and workshops, animalsspeak.com. Join us next week for episode 14 on animal communication and energy healing for canines. And be sure to subscribe, like, and rate us. As always, love and gratitude for listening to the Loli Jane Animal Communication and Healing Podcast. This podcast was created, produced, and recorded, researched, and edited by Loli Jane, and is a product of Loli Jane Animal Communication and Healing.